Hello, welcome to Knowing Jesus. My name is Michael Ryan. This is just a word of encouragement. It's not a formal message. It's just a short message. I just want to point you in the right direction of the Lord and reading His Word. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to listen, accept, dwell on, meditate, put into practice the things that God tells you to do. It's for your benefit. He says in Isaiah, if you would have obeyed me, your righteousness would have been like the river. And, you know, so often life becomes a crisis for us because we don't take what God says seriously and apply it. Or life has a way of having circumstances that just find us no matter what we're doing. But because of our unwillingness or busyness to follow God's word, we make that crisis that much more significant. We make that circumstance that much more painful or overwhelming because we don't choose to listen to what God has to say. And where can we go to listen to God? What can we do to hear His voice and to get a message from God personally, who is invisible and lives in heaven and lives in you if you believe the gospel? Where can you go to get this kind of counsel? The Bible. The Bible. The Bible is your unlimited source of God's word, His living word. It's not a book. It is living. It is alive. It says in Hebrews chapter 4 that the word of God pierces. It's like a double-edged sword. It pierces right through the heart. And so what I'm saying to you is you have the ability at any time on your smartphone and your BlackBerry, your iPhone, on your Motorola Droid, whatever it is that you have, or you just bring a little Bible pouch, you can tap in to God 24/7. 24/7, you can tap into how He feels and what He thinks and what He expects for your life. Do you know that there is a word in Scripture for any situation that you're going through right now? And we live in a world today where if reading the Bible is something that intimidates you, you can go type in, what does God say about fear? What does God say about trust? What does God say about addictions? What does God say about being betrayed? What does God say about feeling alone? You can Google that, and God has moved people to write things on this, and you can hear verses on it, and they can point you to where He speaks about how He feels about that, and gives us encouragement to how to deal with that. But His word is sufficient for every situation. And so I just want to remind you, to open up the Scriptures and listen to what Jesus has to say, because Jesus knows what He's talking about. And don't become so busy in this world. In Luke chapter 10, Martha was busy serving. Jesus came over as a guest, and she was so into preparing things. It's like every minute there was something new to do. She's cooking, she's cleaning, she's hosting, she's all these type of things. And her sister Mary is just sitting down by His feet. And she becomes provoked by this. And she says to Jesus, Jesus, I'm working really hard over here. I'm doing all the work. And Mary's just sitting there relaxed by you. Do you even care about me? I mean, she really hurled an accusation against God. You don't even care about me. So busy that really she just lost a sense of who she was talking to and the reality of her situation. But Jesus, as a gentleman as He is and as loving as He is, He reminded her and He said, look, Martha, many things are on your mind, but there's only one thing that's necessary. There's only one thing you need. And Mary, your sister, has chosen that better part. And I won't take it away from her. And what's that better thing? She was sitting down at His feet, soaking in His words. You know, when you're in love with somebody, when you love them and you care about them, you know, think about your relationship that you had with someone when you first met them. Any word they said, you hung on to their words. The last, you talk to them on the phone, the last thing that they say is on your mind. You know, you revisit the conversations that they had. If they told you that they liked ice cream, you know, you want to make sure you try to get them ice cream when you can. You into their words. You're paying attention. You're listening to the things that they tell you. But that's how you got to be with God. Jesus even said, a person shouldn't live by just food alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, he says that as a newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word. It says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of Christ Jesus. So the scripture is so important, and you have an unlimited amount of just access to it. I mean, the Bible, there are Bibles everywhere. So I just strongly encourage you to take that time to read the scriptures. Lord Jesus, I pray that anyone listening would be encouraged to go and hear your voice and to take it seriously, Lord, to worship you, and to listen to what you have to say and to read your scriptures. In your name, amen.